Brussels, April 2025. The European Union has taken a decisive step toward redefining corporate taxation in the digital era with the approval of the DAC9 directive, a policy cornerstone for enforcing the global minimum corporate tax rate. With this move, the EU formalizes its alignment with the G20 and OECD's Pillar 2 agreement, a landmark commitment to curb base erosion, profit shifting, and regulatory arbitrage among multinational corporations. Why this directive matters now: the adoption of DAC9 isn't just bureaucratic housekeeping. It signals Europe's readiness to implement a new global norm, a 15% effective minimum tax rate on multinational enterprises with consolidated revenues above 750 million euros. This directly affects tech behemoths, global retail groups, and finance heavyweights that have long leveraged jurisdictional mismatches to slash their tax bills. While the OECD's two-pillar solution has existed in theory since 2021, implementation has been patchy and politically fraught. DAC9 cuts through that ambiguity within the EU, converting broad commitments into enforceable law. Importantly, the directive also advances transparency by creating a centralized filing mechanism for top-up tax returns across member states. From patchwork to platform, centralized reporting under DAC9, large groups will submit a single top-up tax information return, TTIR, across the EU, replacing the previous system where filings were siloed within national tax agencies. This is more than administrative efficiency, it signals a new trust infrastructure where tax compliance, digital reporting, and intergovernmental exchange are harmonized. This approach also borrows heavily from the OECD G20 inclusive framework on BEPS, signaling tighter coordination between EU and global tax bodies. By adopting a standard TTIR format, the EU reduces friction for companies and boosts accountability for tax authorities, who now have a clearer, consolidated view of tax positions across Europe. Long-term global implications: the global tax architecture is shifting from a model of race to the bottom to a structure of coordinated compliance. DAC9 could catalyze similar moves in other regions. Latin America, Southeast Asia, and even some U.S. states may eventually feel compelled to realign. Moreover, the centralized reporting standard could evolve into a precursor for real-time tax surveillance using AI and blockchain-based compliance systems. This would mark a generational leap in enforcement capability. The biggest losers? Multinationals exploiting tax havens and jurisdictions unwilling to conform. The EU's position will make it increasingly difficult for outlier countries to offer tax arbitrage without being labeled non-cooperative. Strategic recommendations and solutions for governments: start adapting IT systems now to absorb and analyze centralized TTIR data effectively. Increase cross-border training between tax authorities for coordinated enforcement. For multinationals, prepare TTIR simulations using 2024 figures to assess top-up tax exposure. Review internal data consolidation processes. Siloed tax accounting will become a liability. Reassess transfer pricing and permanent establishment footprints, especially in low-tax jurisdictions. For policy advocates, watch for DAC10. Pressure is building to expand automatic exchange rules to crypto and intangibles. Push for integration with ESG disclosures. Tax fairness is now part of corporate sustainability. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.